We're keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Harvey, but we're also following other news. A new study in the journal Human Reproduction shows the average age of first-time fathers in the U.S. is rising and is now nearly 31 years old. Joining us now to discuss is Megan Thielking, reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Megan, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
And tell us more about the findings in this research.
This new study found that new dads are actually older than they've been in decades. They're now about 31 years old at the time of their baby's birth, and that's a big jump up from around 27 in the early 1970s.
And do we know what's behind that?
The researchers speculate that it kind of correlates with this similar trend that we've seen in moms, which is that parents in general are waiting later to start their families.
How does it vary by race and other geographic differences?
So there are some clear differences when you break the numbers down into different groups. So dads in the Northeast are the oldest, for example, and men who had college degrees are older when their babies are born than men with only a high school education. And the researchers also broke it down by race and ethnicity and found that Japanese and Vietnamese American fathers are actually the oldest among all of those groups.
And you say that women are also starting their families later.
Yeah, researchers have seen a similar trend in moms. A study that was out last year actually found that women are starting families later, too. But the main force behind that trend was actually a dramatic drop in the teen birth rate, which sort of drove up the age that women give birth to their first child.
What's happening to the difference between the man and the woman in a relationship when they decide to have kids and the age?
So the gap in age between moms and dads is actually narrowing. So in 2015, dads were 2.3 years older than the mothers of their kids, and that's a decrease from the gap that we saw a couple decades ago. And the researchers suspect that's due in part to more women deciding to enter the workforce and holding off on having kids earlier in their careers.
So I imagine that a lot of people now at the age that they're deciding to have children are doing so at that point as opposed to earlier because maybe they don't have enough money to afford to have a kid. Maybe they've got a lot of student debt, something like that. Are there downsides to men waiting until later to have kids?
Previous studies have shown that the male germline actually develops mutations every year. So as dads get older, researchers think that those inherited mutations could actually become more common in the population and potentially impact public health. But at the same time, the researchers say there's benefits to it too. So, for example, dads that are between 35 and 44 and perhaps are more settled in their careers and settled financially are more likely to live with their kids and have more of a role in raising them.
So what does this mean for the rest of us, for our population?
So as the paternal age has increased a few years, that might seem like a very small shift, just 4 years, but it's actually likely to make a dent on the demographics over time because men who wait longer to have kids, it's sort of been associated that they may also then have fewer children, and the same thing for women. So family sizes may shrink as we see men and women wait longer to have kids.
That's Megan Thielking, who is a reporter with our partners at STAT. Megan, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll link you to more about this research at hereandnow.org. If you are an older father, let us know how it's working out for you. Why did you decide to wait to have kids? What are the benefits and downsides to being an older dad? Hereandnow.org.